From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Baghdad is under a state of emergency. Protesters occupy parts of the once secure international zone. Lawmakers have fled the area, and the Iraqi military is on high alert. Protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had crowded the streets in front of the country's parliament building and had gathered in what is known as Celebration Square. By Sunday evening, the protesters temporarily ended their demonstration and started to withdraw from the area. The parliament takeover was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Dilawar Al-Aldi of the Middle East Research Institute says the breakdown of parliament could result in a Kurdish separation from Iraq.
If Baghdad continues to descend into chaos, then the Kurds may well single-handedly decide that this is the end of the road with Baghdad. But it needs to be in peaceful manner. It has to be with the blessing of Baghdad.
Dilawar Al-Aldin. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in Geneva Sunday in a bid to revive a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has all but fallen apart. Syria's government forces have intensified their attacks, especially in Syria's largest city, Aleppo, over the last 10 days. Kerry is calling for Russia's help to persuade the government of Bashar al-Assad to stop the attacks. A car bomb explosion outside police headquarters in the southeastern Turkish city of Gaziantep on Sunday has killed at least two police officers. At least 22 people were wounded. Turkish media quoted the local governor as saying many of those wounded were police officers. There was no immediate indication as to who carried out that attack. This is VOA News.